All right, look, it's live. Where are these guys at? They ain't never around when I... And 11 o'clock, what time does 11 o'clock mean around here? I don't know where these guys are at.
Are you waiting for us?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm
here. You guys off in the corner, so I'm doing something there, you know?
I have no... I just heard that the duster pulled in that Bub was building out there, so he may be out here. I didn't know we were live.
You're live.
What time do we go live every day? I tell you to be ready at 11 o'clock every day. Every day I say be ready at 11 o'clock. Ten after 11.
Jesus, around here, I swear with all this madness.
I swear too, it's 10 after 11. We're supposed to be live.
I just got 47 notifications we were live. I wasn't even in the house.
Good morning, everybody. We're definitely coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, the late guy. I'll be late for my own funeral. And we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just working away. We have a lot of projects going on right now at BEM. I'm talking, this place is literally, I don't even know, dude. I'm trying to like run around with 30 different people right now. I feel like I'm giving everybody the smallest of direction at this point. You know, it's like I'm trying to give everyone direction, trying to get all this stuff done.
And yelling at me for things that I'm trying to get done.
Come on, you could have gotten that done. I got it ready for you at 7 o'clock last night, and you still haven't gotten it done.
Well, you're welcome.
So
to
you take the hit on this one.
You can handle it.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Go out there and shop our online merchandise and all of our online performance parts. It's being set up for you currently now as we speak. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique fashion and apparel. Miss Outlaw Boutique, Robin Layla, they're out there killing it. 561-660-6695, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. And Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We will be there November 19th, this Sunday from 8 to 12 with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang. It is the public unveiling of that car. Bub, let's talk a little bit about this iconic 79 Trans Am and what we've got going on here.
Yeah, man, so this is the second generation Pontiac Trans Am. This is a, totally iconic car. Everybody knows this thing, of course, for the one and only Bandit himself, Burt Reynolds. Only not in the white fashion. Everybody knows the true black and gold. This one actually just came out of a very well-known Trans Am restoration house. It had a beautiful frame-off rotisserie, nut and bolt. I mean, everything was done to the T on this car when it comes to the restoration side, right? However, this thing had a lot of pro touring done to it. So this was already a WS6 package, so it did have the four-wheel disc brakes on it already, had the power steering, had the air conditioning. So all of the main things you would want there were already there. So this was nothing more than essentially what you would consider a drivetrain swap into something modern, okay? So these guys up there, they took this thing, they put an LSX 454 crate motor in it. This is straight from GM Performance, somewhere north of the $15,000 range just on the motor itself, not even including injection, including ignition, including the pulleys, including the transmission, nothing at all. So probably north of 30, 40 grand just in product alone to get the drivetrain on this car. A crazy tire shredding 600 plus horsepower to the tires on this thing. That's insane. But does any of it match or work?
No, that's the problem. It was pulled from the other facility after being there multiple months. And it didn't run right. There are a variety of mismatched parts on here that didn't allow it to run in a complimentary fashion. This car came from the original owner, who wouldn't even take it out of his garage on a cloudy day. There were 50,000 original miles on this car. The owner is not afraid to spend money to make money and to have something that's very, very complete and entire, just a great build, and it's a pleasure to work with clients like that. The 454 swap was done, however, it did not run properly at all, Bob.
No, man, it's, like I mentioned, this is a GM Performance 454 LSX. This is the big boy. This is the biggest motor that they sell in the LSX line. This is all modern, full fuel injected, hooked up to a 4L ADE transmission, so it is an electronic transmission as well. This thing is set up to be a serious tire shredder, but none of the components were at all matched hand in hand. I'm talking everything from the motor to the ECU that powers all of the spark, the fuel system, the fuel rails, the size of the injectors, the throttle body, the intake manifold. We are talking 6-7 different things. I haven't even pulled the tank out of the car yet to confirm exactly what setup is going on back there, but this thing is already working with 7 or 8 different products that do not match together, and that's why the client's having so much of a struggle getting the thing tuned in to run right. Listen, in today's world, with today's LS motors and today's availability on product, you can do these things literally with your eyes closed, self-tuning, easy systems out there. There's Holley makes a system, there is MSD makes a system. There are plenty of systems out there that make tuning these motors a breeze. Literally, you go in, it's retard-proof, dumb yes or no questions. After the install is done, the install is very complex, but after the install is done, doing your tune is not something where you have to have a custom tune to some mid-Atlantic state that only has one dyno in-house and they've got to do custom tunes and it's only for this car, it'll never work on anything else, and it changes with the temperatures. And I mean, that's nonsense, right? So these self-learning, easy-tune systems that you can buy for all of the LS injection motors, you guys will see the install on that. We are using an MSD Atomic EFI kit on this car. It's going to run insane. After the install is done, it's literally yes or no questions. And knowing that we have all of the internal specs of this motor because it is a true crate, we know what transmission's on it, so we can do a matching atomic transmission controller. We can set these things hand in hand, plug them in so they both talk to each other. Everything will work hand in hand, so it will shift at the right times, turn the fans on at the right times. It will self-tune and learn as the client drives the car every time he starts it, whether it's hot outside, whether it's cold outside. The air-fuel ratio always monitors itself and learns, and that's exactly what the same needs. So it sucks that the client's paying it twice, but he'll never have the problem again.
He'll never have it again. Good morning to, I believe our producer said, OTF Kentrell. OTF Kentrell. I'm not sure what the OTF. What does that stand for, OTF Kentrell? And good morning to Stacia Horgan. You just finished her charger yesterday doing pads and rotors on the front of that. Thank you for joining us out there. So this is a beautiful build, but the interior is absolutely stunning on the inside. Yep, ODF Kentrell. Interesting. Well, good morning, Mr. Kentrell, and thank you for joining us. If you have any questions about the car you see sitting here today, please feel free to reach out to our producer, and he'll forward those questions on to us. The interior of this car is absolutely stunning, Bob. This car is just as it rolled out in 1975 or 1979.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of these cars. They are probably one of my very favorite cars in the world.
Yeah, man, they're great cars. They're super iconic. You know, we've done quite a few of these restorations, not only in the restoration in terms of nut and bolt, exactly how it should be marked and stamped, but also in terms of the Restomod, old vintage looking with a lot of the modern technology, and also the Pro Touring, which is just balls to the wall, insane raw horsepower. It doesn't, you know, have to match every nut and bolt. We've done every piece in every possible version of the second generation. I'd say Camaro, Firebird, Trans Am.
Sure.
Limited edition packages, WS6 packages, we've done the Sprees, we've done the, I mean, geez, all of them.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
so many different
the Lady
ones
Birds,
out there,
all
right?
Of them, yeah.
So this one is, again, on the restoration side, this is on the high end. This is out of, you know, 9.5, 10 out of 10. This thing is up to par where it should be. Mechanically, it failed at every level. It's a shame.
Yeah, it is, and the client was really upset about that. That's why I pulled it and brought it down to you to get it fixed. This is the 4L80E. That's more of a truck-style transmission, correct?
Yeah, it's super, super heavy-duty. So this setup, again, this is a 628 horsepower, 597 foot-pound of torque motor just out of the crate from GM Performance. So this thing needs a transmission that can handle that kind of power. One and only 4L80E does give you that feature. It will handle the power. It will transfer the power very quickly, very crisp, and very responsive, and it won't have any trouble at all over the years while this customer is either just out and cruising it and enjoying it on the highway, on the street, on the strip, or if you run some wide open throttle pulls, it's not going to damage that thing at all.
It's going to be really, really nice. It's going to be a very, very nice car when this is done, Bub. It's so characteristic of all the things that we do here. Thank you very much. It's so characteristic of everything that we do here, Bub, at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It doesn't matter if it's a Pro Touring setup like this, the 64 completely stock original Thunderbird sitting up behind you, or a 2017 Lamborghini. We do it all here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, trucks, cars, the whole nine yards, Bub.
Yeah, man, we were discussing last night, you know, some of the stuff we've done for a lot of the ball players, man, and there's been so many of the things that we've done, especially for the Miami Marlins that are right here in our backyard. Spring training, baseball, James Brown, so that thing's going to be insane, dude. We've got spring training is literally from, like, right, as if it isn't bad enough right now, we're literally on, like, a 1.5-year backlog with some of these Pro Touring Restomod builds we're doing. That is insane, but when we get down to, you know, some of these smaller, quicker projects, which is, you know, a lot of these guys like wheels and tires, we talked about it the other day.
Sure, quick
wheels
and tire
tires,
lowering,
stancing
things.
Whether it's a lift, whether it's a drop. Window tinting, you know, light tinting on the sides, front, whatever it is you're trying to do, you know, the whole murdering outlook, that's a big fad right now. All the way down to like the SEMA build, man. We have so much stuff in the works right now. We just finished SEMA 17. That was insane. Now we have four more rides to build for SEMA 18. So the next like 13 months are going to be like put a gun to my head.
That's okay. We'll get it all done. Good morning, Mr. Cantrell was with the Timberwolves. He was a shooting guard over there and a former NFL quarterback. So good morning, man. And thank you for joining us out there. What can we build for you? We'd love to do it. Send them in. Give us a call here, 561-740-561-748-2926, or send me an email and we'll go
but
back.
How about this 54 Rolls? So looking off behind the camera, directly
it's
behind
gorgeous,
you guys,
man.
Is literally a 54 Rolls Royce, four-door sedan. This thing is, I don't even want to know what kind of words I want to describe this car, but it is clean. I'm just going to go with that, right? So this thing came in from Celebrity Cars Las Vegas.
We have a lot
of cars coming from all across the world. We will show you guys the finished product on that thing. We just finished doing a lot of mechanical, a lot of upholstery, some paint and body on this thing. So it looks insane. Wait till you see this car. Pure class.
It was like, how about the one you just finished up for the Chicago Bear, Willie Young?
Yep.
I mean, that, oh my God, that Hummer is gorgeous, bro.
Dude, that's pretty gangster right there.
That's, what size wheels and tires did you use on
it? I threw some 30s on it, dude. Why not?
Yep, complete custom interior.
Like, I couldn't even handle that rim.
Custom
huge.
Audio, the whole nine yards in that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy, man.
Yep.
That's a beautiful ride, man.
Yep.
All of Carl Pavano's rides from the Miami Marlins, the World Series pitcher, the 32 Deuce. I mean, all of those things.
Yeah, man. So you guys, if you haven't seen some of our stuff, go out to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down even better if you click on our Instagram feed or even go to our YouTube channel. Follow or subscribe to both of those. Everything that we do here in the facility will hit you live in your pocket if your phone has notifications on, and we do some insane stuff. We do ride-alongs, we do discussions, we do tech tips, we do product reviews, we do, I mean, physically hands-on showing work getting built, designs. I mean, the custom carbon we're doing, you know, the paint stuff we do is insane. So go out, check it out, stay tuned for it. That's about it.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, too, Bubs, I wanted to mention to you that you spoke to the client after you released the 67 Camaro that he bought at Barrett Jackson. For those of you who weren't following the previous two episodes, that car was purchased at Barrett Jackson's. It was supposed to be a drivable vehicle. It was not. In fact, the motor was not put together. The cam and crank were not indexed properly, as Bub found out when he got inside the motor. And what happened was it damaged and destroyed the internals of the car. The client picked it up yesterday. He is blown away. He said the car doesn't stall anymore. It runs. It doesn't backfire. It doesn't pop. It's not overheating. And he drove it and sat here in South Florida. We have a lot of bridge openings because of high ships passing underneath of them. They're every half hour getting across the waterways on the intercoastal. And he said he literally sat there for 20 minutes, let the car run, not a problem. Shut it off. When he got to the office, went back out, the car started back up. So he was very proud of the way that car came together, Bub. It is why you are in the top three of the business today.
Yep.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Cranking it out, man.
Doesn't matter if it's a brand new Porsche, a 79 Trans Am with an LSX motor, or an old point driven system in the 64 Pontiac or the 64 Ford Thunderbirds. You've got the knowledge to do all of them.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Porsche, we are actually going as a personal invite, VIP only, to Brahmin Porsche this Friday night. That's from 6 to 9, I believe. There's going to be some insane stuff there. You never know if we're going to leave in something new. You never know if we're just going to drop ours off in the back. You never know what the heck is going to happen. But listen, sometimes you get around these newer rides. Ours are both 15, so I feel like it's, you know, 2.5. If we hit that 18 mark, you know me, I don't like anything older than a year and a half old. So it's definitely going to have to be turn-in time for something else.
Might be. I called Raj Alexander over at Brandon the other day to see, because they sent us a thing saying they wanted to upgrade us this year.
Yeah.
See what happens, man.
Well, of course, they want to upgrade you, and they all want the best deals and the best deals. And like, hey, buddy, haven't seen you in a while. Why don't you come on in? We've got these new products here.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we've got you all set up. And then they're like, sign a check for $25,000.
Yeah, no, or here's the other thing. Well, you've had the car a year. The warranty just expired, so we're not going to trade it back in. What? What kind of sense does that
make? I don't know. I've gotten a few of those before.
It just doesn't make
I've gotten
any
a
sense.
Few of those.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, Sunday, November 19th, we will be the featured VIPs at the Guinness World Record holding the largest Cars and Coffee event in the world at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. We will have the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 award-winning Mustang that just arrived back from SEMA. We will have the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches. We will not have woo-woos and sirens going like this. But we will have a variety of other very cool cars with us as well.
Yep. So looking forward to it.
It's pretty neat, Bub. There's going to be a lot of great stuff going on at that show.
Yeah, man. That sounds like an ambulance going by.
It sure does.
That sounds like somebody got hurt.
That sounds like they just pulled up on in our yard.
They probably did.
I'm sure.
Probably from me tire shredding in the 630 horsepower Geo Performance LSA. I couldn't. There's no way.
Yeah,
it doesn't even run enough.
Yeah, it doesn't run properly.
Yep.
Does it?
Nope.
Absolutely not, man. Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner if we could today. I want to thank everybody around the world joining us here every day from 11 to 11:30 a.m., 11:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's make sure we open the door for somebody whose hands are full or an elderly person. Let's feed somebody who's hungry. McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Chevron. If you don't want to give them $5, you can take them right across the street. It'd be no problem. Buy them something warm. Keep their stomach full. And ladies and gentlemen, if you got holes in the, if they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, please give them a pair of yours or take them right next door to Payless. It's not a big deal. Let's make sure we take care of all the animals that are entrusted to us. They need us a lot more than or we need them. You know, it's just, let's take care of them. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop our online apparel and also all of our performance parts that are out there by the big names. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's NS Outlaw Boutique, and Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.